DNC chair Tom Perez refuses to condemn Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar for anti-Semitism. By Joel B. Polak on January 30, 2019. Democratic National Committee, DNC. Chair Tom Perez refused to comment on charges of anti-Semitism against Democratic members of Congress during an appearance on Fox News' special report on Tuesday afternoon, after questions by host Brett Beyer. Beyer asked Perez about recent controversies surrounding anti-Semitic comments by first-term reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. As well as the association of the anti-Trump Women's March with Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has a long history of racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric. Perez did not comment on Tlaib and Omar, as the transcript, via Newsbusters, shows. Brett Beyer, I want to ask you two tougher questions about some threads of what critics call anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. Representative from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib is coming under criticism for her interactions. Members of a Facebook group Palestinian American Congress where members demonize Jews. A long article about that with specifics in the Daily Caller. You recently pulled the DNC out of the Women's March. Was it because of concerns about anti-Semitism? Tom Perez, well, we had a host of concerns. And we wanted to make sure that we were clear in our values. And the Democratic Party, our platform has been very clear about Israel. It's been very clear about dignity for both Israel and the Palestinian people. A two-state solution is the way to go. A two-state solution negotiated directly by the parties, that is what we have to do. And frankly, I think this administration, through their wedge actions, their divide-and-conquer actions, has made that reality, or that possibility of a two-state solution that much more remote. Perez acknowledged that the DNC had withdrawn from the Women's March, but did not address anti-Semitism specifically, saying instead that Democrats preferred a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and claimed that Trump had made that solution more difficult. Asked again about anti-Semitism, is there a concern in your party about this threat? Perez dodged the question, pivoting to a false claim that President Donald Trump would not condemn riots in Charlottesville in 2017. Other Democratic leaders, including House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, and House Democratic Conference Chair Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, denied Tuesday that reps Tlaib and Omar were anti-Semitic.